This is Bob Muscatel. Always a pleasure to bring in our buddy Dan Schlossberg. Travel Thursdays with Danny, the author of the new Baseball Bible. Actually, he was the author of the original Baseball Bible, but also the new Baseball Bible, which has been updated. And it's listen, if you're a baseball fan, you got to have it right near your hip. No matter what you're doing during the day, I do. And also, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, the revised edition to include last year's World Championship, because just in case you hadn't heard, Danny would tell you they indeed won the World Championship last year. And Baseball Zeros, due out in the spring of 2023. Can't wait. Neither can he. Good morning, Danny. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob, on this rainy morning.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, we're not getting rained out, though. You and I are just going to forge right ahead. You know, before we, and obviously you're a big baseball dude, and before we start talking about Mesa, Arizona, Aaron Judge is just having a crazy year. And, you know, this kind of snuck up on me, and I'm a Yankee fan. If the season were to end today, amazingly enough, he'd be a Triple Crown winner.
Yeah, and that hasn't been one since 2012.
Yeah, with
very, very rare.
Miguel Cabrera, that's right. So it's kind of crazy. And there may be one in the National League. I mean, it might be a stretch, but Goldschmidt has a chance, right?
Goldschmidt, Freddie Freeman, I would think if you'd hit a few more home runs, he'd have a shot at it, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true with the Dodgers, much to your chagrin, but let's move on from there. So let's talk about Mesa, Arizona. You've been out there, and tell me a bit about Mesa.
Well, it's close to Phoenix. People keep thinking about Arizona. They think of Phoenix. Mesa is actually the third largest city after Phoenix and Tucson. But let's talk about spring training first, because you know that's near and dear to my heart.
Sure.
There are two teams that train in Mesa. Sloan Park hosts the Chicago Cubs. It's the largest Cactus League facility. It has 15,000 seats. That's amazing for a spring training park.
Mm.
And it's pretty new. It was built in 2014 next to parks and shopping centers. But also, Hohokam Stadium is the home of the Oakland A's. And you can ride a bike on the Rio Salado Parkway, which connects the two ballparks.
Oh.
And by the way, Oakland is the first team to be autism certified in the major leagues.
Wow, you know, I didn't know that, but I saw that in your notes. And there are a bunch of teams clustered right around Greater Phoenix. I didn't realize there were that many teams around there.
There are 15 teams in Arizona, and just about all of them are in the Phoenix area. So you can see two or three games in a day if you're playing right.
Now, if you want to go out there, obviously, for spring training, book early, right?
Oh, for sure. It's a crazy busy time of the year. It's a fun time of the year. It's spring break and spring training. Flowers are in bloom. Cacti are in bloom. Great time to go.
Yeah, great desert climate. Tell me a little bit about that aspect of Mesa.
Well, the sun always shines, or pretty much, and there's so many things to see. Superstition Mountains, the Apache Trail, Tonto National Forest, which, by the way, is the fifth largest in the USA. And I asked him, I said, if there's a Tonto National Forest, do you also have a Lone Ranger National Forest?
And?
They didn't even answer.
Okay. I guess that told you everything you need to know. The mountains have a lot of great hiking trails, so boy, if you're a hiker, this is a great place to go.
And bring a camera, because they're old mining towns, ghost towns, stagecoach stops, and also definitely check out the Superstition Mountains Museum.
Hey, listen, we're big on museums, you and me. Now, listen, I've heard this before, and I love this story about the prospector. Tell everybody about this.
Well, Lone Prospector State Park is named after the gold miner who hid gold somewhere in the mountains but never told anybody, so people are still looking for it.
That's a great story. I've heard that before. It's a pretty it's a pretty interesting story. So people still go out there thinking, I'm going to find the lost gold, I guess. Tortilla Flats is a great place for prospectors to camp if you are out there doing that.
It has two lakes, which makes it really nice in the middle of the desert. And a tourist attraction now has a saloon, has a great ice cream shop out there. So check out Tortilla Flats. Also, the Apache Trail has zip lining, train rides, and other attractions. And Mexican food out there, it's great. Many places, especially downtown, taco shops. Mangoes is a great Mexican place. And Two Sombreros. I love that name.
How about that? And they have a working olive farm out in that area.
It's the only one in the state, Bob. And they also have a huge peach farm. And Arizona's ultimate foodie trail with farm-to-table dining experiences, high-quality, I love this, extra virgin olive oil, and there's even an olive oil 101 tour.
Wow, man. Also a sourdough bakery in the downtown area of Mesa. Citrus is big out there. You can pick your own oranges. There's a great pizza place out there, Oregon Stop Pizza, right?
Yeah, we got to tell people about this. They have an enormous Wurlitzer organ that plays every night, and October 5th is their 50th anniversary, so they're having 50 days of fun before that, which means discounts, and you can save money on Sundays, which are 50% off. And they have fantastic pizza and fantastic music. I love Wurlitzer organs.
I love that, too. Kind of reminds you of being at a baseball game, really. And
exactly.
They've got the Beer and Brews Passport Tour. This sounds like a cool thing to do.
And you actually get a medal if you visit all the stops on it. So you get that passport and have it checked off wherever you go.
How about that? Now, there's a new Media and Immersive Experience Center on the Arizona State campus. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, that's downtown. That's brand new. And it's open to tourists, by the way, too. Don't be intimidated because it says Arizona State. It offers new ideas in media, film production, 3D modeling, visualization, and so on. And many, many, many museums out there. Let's mention just a few. Mesa History Museum depicts the regional heritage. Arizona Museum of Natural History is a dinosaur exhibit. Now, I love this part. Thunderstorms that go off every hour. It's just like being in New Jersey.
We're talking with Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays with Danny, and we're talking about Mesa, Arizona. Great sightseeing. They've got some guides out there that can take you on some sightseeing tours, and there's a good walking tour out there. So, man, if you love that kind of thing, Mesa, Arizona is your spot.
And check out the Botanical Garden, too. 150 species of cacti and other plants.
Very good. And Serenity Now, tell me more.
Well, Mesa Community College Rose Garden has 9,000 rose bushes. So go in the spring or the fall when it's cooler, and now's the time to go.
That's right, Serenity Now. And what's Park of the Canals? What's that all about?
That's another place where it's quiet, it's not as bustling, it's just a place to relax. 500 miles of canals in the Salt River Valley.
Wow.
And they once supported 30,000 to 50,000 Native American people who live there.
And Mesa has a couple of rivers running through it, and that must create a beautiful visage out there for people who are visiting.
It's an oasis in the desert. An abundance of water recreation, kayaking, paddle boating, two scenic cruises even, surrounded by canyons and desert flora.
I love this next notion in your notes about some old historic neon signs. Tell everybody about this.
They're along the abandoned U.S. 60, and the Diving Lady, which reminds me of the diving horse at the Steel Pier in Atlantic City. The Diving Lady is the last remaining neon sign in the valley.
How about that? Wow. And great arts and entertainment. If you're looking for, you know, great dining, shopping, you know, ice cream shops, etc., you'll find it all out there in Mesa. It's a great place to go. And as you said, it's the third largest city out there, so it lives up to it.
And check out Village Square at Dana Park. That's the best place to go for that, outdoor dining and shopping. And a really cool ice cream shop, probably the best one in all of Mesa. And let's talk about the Saguaro Lake Guest Ranch. You can do Salt River tubing. There's a cowboy cookout dinner. The ranch is from the early 1900s, has cabins where guests can sleep. And you can cross the river on horses. I want to do that.
Oh, I would think. They've got a new sports and entertainment facility out there. Big one, 340 acres.
Yes, that's correct. It's going to host every conceivable sport, concert, special events, and it did spark the building of new accommodations and restaurants in the area, too.
And they have a surf park coming. It's called Canyon Beach. That's not open yet, but I guess that's coming. And a beer festival coming up as far as special events in the area. Visit Mesa.com, best place to go for info, right?
That's the one, and I recommend you visit Mesa, especially in the fall. Really cool place.
Yeah, I guess so. And listen, as we mentioned earlier, if you're booking for spring training, man, book early, I would think. But you've been out there many times for spring training. You love it out there, don't you?
I've been there, yes, many times. And check out the Botanical Garden, too. 150 species of cacti and other plants out there.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, Danny, thanks for painting a little picture for us. I appreciate it. A very colorful one out in Mesa, Arizona. Good luck to your Braves, my Yankees as well. Who knows? Maybe we're going to meet again in the Fall Classic. You never know.
It could still happen. First time since 1999.
That's exactly right. And I didn't want to bring that up with you, but it would be the first time since 1999. Hey, listen, Danny, travel safe, my friend, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks. Travel Thursdays right here, WLIS and WMRD.